One of the themes that I have is about looking at the big picture. One of the statements I've made recently is that there's a saying in English where you're penny wise and pound foolish. Well, in the best, we feel like we're pound wise and penny foolish. They're actually the opposite. So we've made very good investments in education and healthcare and across the board, but we seem to be so caught up in some of the little details with the too many laws that are being implemented. This feeling of control that we don't feel, you know, free on our own islands. Things like the AOV level. We have an AOV level that's below the poverty line. That's unacceptable to us. We repeat that every time that we come up here. But, you know, issues like flexibility. One of the advantages that we have of a small island, we have many disadvantages, of course, but one of the advantages is that if you implement a law on a country with 17 million people like the Netherlands, it might take you a year or two to see the effect of the law. If you implement the law on an island with 2,000 people like Sabre, you should see the effect of the law within a month or 2 months. So that is something we want to emphasize. And we always go back to the same question that we've been asking for the last 2.5 years, is are we part of the Netherlands, yes or no? It's a simple question, and it's not a simple answer. You know, with that question, if the answer is no, then we need to decide what we are. If the answer is yes, then it has implications.
But who decides?
Well, that's one of the problems that we have, and I think probably any gemeente or provincia, anybody that's dealing with government has a similar feeling. Sometimes you feel like you speak to the Tweede Kamer and they tell you, well, you know, but laws have already been passed and you have to do it. You speak to the ministers, they tell you, well, the Tweede Kamer are the ones who decide the laws. You speak to the Eerste Kamer, they tell you, well, they can veto it, but they don't write the laws. You speak to the civil servants and they said they do the uitvoering and they do nothing else at all. So there's a circle that you go around through here in The Hague. So that is one of the big mysteries. How do we solve the circle? But we really believe that for the best, like you said, if there's a few fundamental points that are still an injustice, like I said, if you have an AOV level that's below the poverty line, we have about 20,000 people in the best islands. Here you have 17 million. We're actually 0.001%, 0.001%. So if you have a level of AOV that is one level for 99.999% of the population of a country, but 0.001% is at a different level, then we have a problem. So to solve a lot of those issues actually wouldn't be that hard, but you need the resolve to do it.
Do you think it's possible that things can change?
I think so, because that's where... of course, we always hear about spending and how expensive it is. And of course, we hear about the financial climate. Minister Plasterk already mentioned that today, and we've heard that throughout the day about the financial climate up here in the Netherlands. We feel that a lot of money is spent in the wrong way on the best islands. At least I personally do. When I look about these studies, just in the last month, there's a Arbeids Mark Onderzoek, and there's a study about what is the value of the nature on the island. I had a consultant from Cure Consult call me the other day, ask me how I was feeling. You know, so we have so much money to look at the situation, to analyze it, to discuss it. We would just like to see efficiency also. We realize that cuts have to be made. We're okay with that. Let's just spend the money wisely. Let's correct some of those injustices. Let's cut down on the bureaucracy also. If you go to Bonaire, for example, you see the size of the RCN building. You see the presence of the Dutch government. It's really something to see. And, you know, a lot of that can be trimmed down. We have civil servants coming from the Netherlands, and they collect their full European Netherlands salary, plus they get a daggeldvergoeding, they get a toelager, they get reiskosten, they get all these different things that are costing there. That's a lot of money. So in what we have as a problem is that the Dutch people, the Dutch population, and Dutch politicians feel that they're spending a lot of money on the islands, but what we are actually receiving in the end is not as much as they think. And because of in between you have all these consultancies, all these studies, all these civil servants collecting these high salaries, and that is where we have some fundamental problems.
So what you're saying is that the money goes to mainly Dutch people?
Well, I'm saying that the way the system is set up, there are some of those who you know, realize how they can get at the money. So if you have 100,000 euros for a development project, and then by the time you have to set up the writing of the project, and then they want to do a feasibility study, and then they want to do an economic impact study, and then they want to do a study on the effect of the sun on the roof of the structure, the time the project is actually implemented, you have $10,000 left. So they want to pounding a nail with a sledgehammer, and sometimes, and that's where we also see that we could be more flexible, more practical, and the money could be spent more efficiently on the islands.
So, do you feel neglected as Sabins?
Well, I think, not that we feel neglected, I think the main issue is, like I said, the uncertainty. We still don't know what we are, and you know what, nobody can define it for us. We talk about open bar licham, we talk about having different laws than you can have in the Netherlands, but then at the same time, when there are cuts here, like there were with healthcare, then we hear that we also have to cut. So the problem is that we have an argument that can be used on both sides. On one hand, when they want us to say that, or when they want to say that we're different, so we can be at a different level, we are at it. And the other hand, when the argument is convenient to say you have to cut, then it's used the other way. So there is this disparity that's used. And I think that's what we're worried about, the uncertainty, not that we feel that we're mistreated, really.
But how do you think that can change? Because it's been like 2.5 years already since 10-10-10.
Well, one way it could change, we are having discussions about this so-called evaluation in 2015. And one of the questions I have asked is, how serious is the Dutch government taking the evaluation? It shouldn't just be based on the islands evaluating ourselves. It should be based on the entire system. And if it's taken very seriously by the Second Chamber, by the Vaste Commissie, by different levels of government, it could be a good opportunity to have a whole packet of laws, then go back through the Second Chamber, where we could iron out some of the problems that we have for the Basque Islands. So if that's taken seriously, I see we could have a chance. If it's not, then I fear for the worst. But hopefully we can get enough attention to the evaluation that is taken seriously on different levels of government, that it would be able to help our people.
And are Sabre Station and Bonaire on the same page this week?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you see different reports in the media. I have different feelings about that. Sometimes the media look for stories, sometimes when maybe they're non-existent. But we are on the same page. We meet together, especially Coase, Snake, Bernie, and myself. And even in areas where we disagree, we allow, if one island wants to lobby for something, the others hold back. We shouldn't be trying to tear each other down. You know, Stacia and Bonaire have made it very clear that they need some improvement on their roads. For Sabre, that's not an issue. We've taken care of our roads. So, you know, we could take an approach and sit there and fight them and say, well, we want it too. Or we could show some political maturity and say, listen, they have a problem with roads, and that's fine. If they get that help, they get it. So I think we do have a better feeling of working together as a team. And we're not always completely on the same page, but for the most part, I think we're working in the same direction.